but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
In 1959, an art student, an undergrad art student at the University of Oregon named Warren Spady, was approached and asked to sculpt a platypus trophy. Platypus trophy is at the center of the Civil War football series, or it should be. In 2004, when I arrived in the state of Oregon, I wrote a column that said, hey, why doesn't this series have a trophy? You've got, you know, the axe, you've got the old oaken bucket, you have all these, the apple cup, you have all these trophies at the center of these rivalry games. And I received an email from Warren Spady, who said, actually, it does have a trophy. I sculpted it. Joining us from his home in wine country in Oregon, Warren Spady, almost 90 years old now, the former undergraduate at the University of Oregon, joining us. ESPN College Game Day calls you up. I gave him your number. Sorry. Should I have asked first, or is that okay to give your number out?
No, that's okay. So no, that was fine.
So they call you up. Tell us how that went down.
Well, I thought it was a joke from some of my friends. Anyway, they called. They told me they wanted to do an interview, and we set up a time actually for Wednesday, which was the next day, I guess. And so, bingo. Then they came down, and we just had a great time. I mean, they set up, didn't take very long to set it up. They said they would use about 5 minutes of a 2-hour interview for the program, because the program involved you and the coaches, you know. But I don't think it involved the athletic directors,
yeah,
who have they unfortunately have the say whether the platypus is going to, if they're going to back it or not.
I think they should back it, and it's kind of, you know, let's go back to 2004, because I got here in 2002, and one of the first things I noticed was, I was like, hey, the big game's got the axe. Washington State, yeah, have the Apple Cup. The Indiana Purdue has the old oaken bucket. The little brown jug for Minnesota and Michigan. And I thought, why doesn't this rivalry have a trophy? And so I write this column. You see it. You immediately reached out to, yeah, me, and you said, it does have a trophy, and I sculpted it. Let's go back to that. 1959, where is Warren Spady, and how does this all unfold?
Well, I'm an undergraduate student and in architecture, and I'm contacted by my professor, Czechoslovakian, head of the sculpture department, and he tells me, hey, there's the assistant to the president of the university is trying to find someone to design and sculpture a trophy. And so that's how I met Wilson or whatever. Yeah. And anyway, what happened was that the two schools wanted someone from the graduate program to do the work, but the only graduate MFA program was at the U of O. So they asked someone there, and they all turned it down. There were several students, and they didn't want to have anything to do with, because they, you know, they were working on their thing. When my professor asked me, I said, sure, I'd like to give it a try. So that's when I went in there to talk to them about the trophy, and that's when it was really funny, because they started laughing about how they came up with the idea, and that was over some beer I think lots of beer. they were friends. Okay, so they came, you know, what they came up with that, what, you're trying to figure out what animal or something would be the closest to an idea. Anyway, so the platypus trophy came up, and then I suggested when they chose me, then I suggested I couldn't do it in bronze. We didn't have a foundry, so I suggested the Oregon maple, and so I had. And they said okay. So I had two large blocks of laminated maple put together, and one in case I screwed up in the first month or so. You know, I had a backup. So that's when I started. I had a month to do it.
Wow.
And I didn't think I was. I worked day and night. And near the end, I knew I wasn't going to quite finish it. So what I did was, instead of working on the feet, I knew I couldn't have time to do that. I covered the feet in mud. Mm. The platypus is in mud right now.
Because it's unfinished. Because it's unfinished. Now you had planned to go back and finish it, right? Because if Oregon wins that game, you know, you go back and finish it. But Oregon lost the game, and so the trophy went over to Oregon State
for 2 years. Now, so they lost the first game, lost the second game, and then I was away from the University of Oregon. Then for a while, I went on a cattle ranch to work and make some money to come back to work on my MFA. But that's how it. And then I never got recognition till you wrote that article. That was in 2004, and they asked me I was on sabbatical, and I came by Leighton, the pool, that swimming area. Anyway, it was finally, I saw the platypus in the showcase, and it was, it had been a swimming trophy for 3 years, actually water polo.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Now, I never had time to follow up on that in '86. I mean, I was working on a textbook. Anyway, it wasn't until 2004 that your article. And I saw it, and that's when I became into, I phoned you about that.
Yeah.
And we laughed about it.
Dan Williams, former student body president at Oregon, who became a vice president at Oregon, eventually located the trophy. He found it in a storage closet at MacArthur Court. There had been major renovations to the trophy cases. Thank goodness nobody threw it out. It came back to life. I know it took a couple years before anybody would really recognize it. I was banging the drum for it. I think some others were as well. And Dan Williams finally got the alumni associations at Oregon State and Oregon to get behind it. It is now transferred from Oregon State to Oregon, depending on who wins the game. You'll be pleased to know Dan Lanning found out about the Platypus Trophy just this year. He was interested in it. Trent Bray at Oregon State says he knows about the Platypus Trophy. Warren, I think this ESPN College Game Day thing might be very good for the trophy. It could end up in the middle of this thing after all.
Well, that would be really nice. You know, the little platypuses, I still had some, so I gave the ESPN people, they're going to stop by and give them to the coaches. That would be nice, and they thought it would be too, to have each player in the game receive one of those as a memento. You know, it's something I think that players would like to have.
Yes.
But who knows?
Yeah. I mean, look, I think at the end of the game every year at midfield, the winning team should hold the trophy up. I mean, that's how they do it in every other rivalry. Yeah. Warren Spady is our guest. Warren, you're almost 90 years old now. You think back.
Right.
You think back. How old were you when you were sculpting this thing?
What are
you
talking? 20
year old kid. Did you have any sense, like, you know, 70 years later, here we are talking about it. Do you have any sense that thing you were working on was going to be around for all that time?
No. I mean, good luck. I'm 90 years old. I'm in a walker now, but I can still chase my wife around the kitchen table. It's much faster than using the cane, I'll tell you that.
We're in Spain. So, yeah, go ahead.
It's been a long, interesting time, dealing with, talking with you, trying to promote it, trying to find out why they didn't, completely capture it. We just never had a chance to get to know it. My God, at least from Oregon's side, it was gone the next day. So it takes time to get to enjoy something. And it's supposed to be funny, but God sakes, what other schools have such a ridiculous trophy? We're the only ones that have a funny one. And then, we don't have to worry about hating each other. We just, enjoy the game and the aftermath. Anyway, it's been fun.
Warren Spady with us. Warren, you live in Carlton. You're in wine country. What have you been doing? You're a sculptor, not an artist. You're a sculptor. Big difference there. But what have you been doing? Have you stayed true to your art? Are you continuing to sculpt? What have you spent the last 50 years or so?
Well, I've been I play bridge, a lot of bridge, several times a week, and so I keep pretty sharp by playing bridge. I cannot do sculpture anymore. Physically, I'm unable to do that. Obviously, I cannot walk very well. But I'm enjoying retirement, and of course I enjoy watching football, basketball, etc. I was a summer athlete in high school, and I really enjoy all sports, and I just really appreciate Oregon State. Remember, I was the black sheep of the family. My brother went to Oregon State. My cousin, a well-known graduate of Oregon State there, and I just did not go to Oregon State because I was studying architecture, and they only had a two-year program, and so therefore I would have had to change schools after 2 years to either Washington or Oregon, and I decided, what the heck, I'll just start at Oregon.
The rivalry, is under fire. You know that, and there are a lot of people who think it shouldn't be played. What does Warren Spady say? I think the tradition and history is too rich to let it go.
Well, I hope so. I realize they're not playing next year, but they can really start afresh, hopefully, with the platypus the following year. Because I think the schools, even tomorrow, I know there's supposed to be a kind of wide open game for Oregon, but I think it'll be closer than people realize. I mean, many times when Oregon was supposed to win, like when I did the platypus, they did not win. And so people might be surprised tomorrow.
Warren Spady, you're the best. Keep up the fight. College Game Day is going to have this big story on it tomorrow morning, Saturday morning on their broadcast. And it'll be a lot of fun to see that. So people who want to tune in, they can see you. Now, they came to your house, right? They shot you in your house and set up, right?
Yes, yeah. They came down here. Yeah. And we all had a good time. Yeah.
Love it. Warren, thank you, my friend. And I'll stay in touch. I appreciate the connection, man. This job has introduced me to a lot of groovy and interesting people. You are among them.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's been fun.
All right, Warren. Thanks, Warren. There he goes, Warren Spady. He is the sculptor of the Platypus Trophy. And the guy, all those years ago, as a art student at Oregon in 1959, he, is given the job. Hey, on the fly, 1 month to complete the Platypus Trophy. He did it. He pulled it off. It'll be at the center of the ESPN College Game Day story tomorrow morning. ESPN stopped by this studio on, Wednesday And I sat down with them. I wrote about it today at johnconzano.com, sort of the backstory. They came by, and man, they were like a pit crew. They were like, we're only going to take an hour. They came in. There was a sound guy. There was a producer. There was a director. There was obviously an on-air talent person. There were several cameramen. They set up. They put up the lighting. They put up the cameras. And man, they just took over. They got in. They got out. I said to them, hey, I got a radio show that starts at 3 o'clock. So I got a hard out at like 2:59. So they did it. They pulled it off. I gave them a little bit of my thoughts on Warren Spady and how this thing unfolded. But I really would like to see, like I asked Trent Bray about the Platypus Trophy earlier this week, and he knew what it was. He knew the history of it. He knew the story of it. Dan Lanning, ESPN's Game Day crew, asked him about it, and he didn't know about it. And so Dan Lanning now knows about the Platypus Trophy. The alumni associations have got behind this thing. I would like to see the football coaches get behind it. I'd like to see Dan Lanning hold the damn thing up at the end of the game and be like, you know, hey, this is a trophy. It means something. Whether or not you think this rivalry should continue, it's got history. It's got tradition. It's got ups and downs for both programs and both sides. It has the 1983 game, the Toilet Bowl game, 0-0 tie, the last tie in NCAA Division I history. It's got really quirky sort of distinctions, like Thomas Autzen, who gave the money for Autzen Stadium at Oregon. He's an Oregon State grad. How about that? How about Mike Parker, the voice of Oregon State athletics? He's a Duck. How about Don Essig, the voice? It never rains at Autzen Stadium. The voice at Autzen Stadium, public address announcer at Autzen. He's a Beaver. You know, there are just so many interesting sort of tentacles to this thing, and nobody has won more in Civil War history than Rich Brooks, the former Oregon head football coach who played his college ball at Oregon State, was an assistant at Oregon State. I think Brooks participated in like 25 or 27 Civil War games as a player, an assistant, and a head coach. His record's like 22-3-2. Like nobody more successful than Rich Brooks in this series. But Warren Spady and that trophy taking center stage on ESPN tomorrow morning on ESPN's College Game Day. I want you to leave it here. You got the BFT on this great Friday.